Tradwife. It's if you're listening. One person's mission to force your friend to listen to all the music he avoided in high school.
Rosie, did you just learn what Tradwife means?
No.
Liar. Liar, you Me? Just learned it.
Am I one?
No.
Oh, okay.
You are definitely not a Tradwife.
All right, I take it back. I'm not a Tradwife.
Okay.
Oh, I do. I work. Yes. Is that the big difference?
That's yes.
Okay. I do bake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steer on your way.
Okay.
You also have to like not believe in like feminism and shit like that.
Done.
Oh, yoy. We're off to a rocky start.
Oh, no.
Ramsey?
Heather?
We're back.
We are so back.
We have been traveling.
Yes.
We had back-to-back vacations.
Yep.
We have not recorded a main feed episode in 1 month.
I am a
so
little...
apologies if we're real weird.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned that I have forgotten how to be on a podcast, but I think I can do it. Just be my Tradwife self.
Oh, brother. Why did you just learn about Tradwives?
An ad for a podcast on The Ringer.
Oh, I can't remember. Their obsession one.
Is that what
yeah,
it is?
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And what is a Tradwife?
I think
the,
so.
The third in like the rule of threes there.
Yeah, but, sure.
Okay.
It's just like the NFL one. Or Kirk Cousins.
Yep. Did Don Draper convince people to buy a Coke?
Oh, God.
Whatever it is.
Yep. Oh, my God. I was walking down the street the other day, and where was I?
The street.
Oh, I know where. I was leaving Pilates, and I was walking down the street, and I had to walk in the middle of this group of men that were all talking, and I realized this one man was wearing a full Bills sweatsuit, head to toe, and I just go, "Go Bills." And he goes, "You know it."
I wore a...
Ruled.
In Japan. Mm-hmm. Spoilers. I was in Japan. That's why we haven't recorded.
Yes.
I wore a Bills
yes.
t-shirt. It's not the one that has Snoopy on it, correct, which yeah. would have been a huge hit over
ugh,
there.
Yeah.
I love Snoopy. But like, I just kept walking around and saying to him, "Why isn't anyone saying Go Bills to me?"
Okay. I was on a ghost tour in Stockholm. Spoiler alert, I was in Stockholm and there was a man in a Bills jacket and I did say Go Bills to him. And then I realized he was wearing a hat of my goddamn college and he still didn't want to talk
did
to
not
me.
And
I
wanted.
Hate him. Sir, this is a crazy coincidence. Why yeah. do you not want to be best friends?
What if he's also like in our Patreon and just is not impressed with you at all?
Fuck.
I think it was that story that put it in my head yeah. of like somebody's gonna say Go Bills to
yeah.
me. But I did wear a Snoopy shirt that I bought in Japan on the plane ride home.
I love it.
And so the stewardess is saying goodbye to everybody. And then she just says to me, "Oh, Snoopy, so cute." And it kind of made up for
Snoopy is so cute.
He is so cute.
Oh,
sorry
no,
to interrupt
please.
You. But I had this ongoing bit where a friend of the show, Mo, yes. would refer to my shirt and she would say, "Your Snoopy shirt." And I'd say, "It's Joe Cool, actually."
Yeah, yes.
And so I had to hold myself back
from doing it. It's Joe Cool.
I was so in my brain
yes.
now.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to go back to talking about the Bills and how excited sure. I am for Keon Coleman because I think he is a fucking delight.
You sent me a clip of him.
I love him.
Was he just recently drafted?
Yes.
Good job.
Last week. As of recording this.
I was telling you I got so many emails about the NFL draft.
Oh my God. So many.
I don't care.
I don't want to watch it for three
sounds
days.
Sounds so boring.
Yeah, it sounds so boring. But no, he's 20.
I guess if you knew stuff about college football,
no.
it could be interesting.
Simply could not be me.
Okay. Yeah,
but I love him, and I can't wait. He's cousins with CeeDee Lamb?
Kirk Cousins with CeeDee Lamb?
No, Keon Coleman is cousins with CeeDee Lamb. Anyways, that's enough NFL talk. Let's save that for The Ringer.
or when we're on New Heights.
Yeah, when we're guests on New Heights.
Yeah.
Obviously, that is what I was listening to before you got here.
I believe it. Why would I be surprised by that?
No.
Can I ask you a quick... No, I'll save it for a future episode.
What?
That was a Taylor Swift related question. But
save it. Write it down.
Okay. I won't forget it. It's my main question about the new album.
Oh, okay. Is there a Travis Kelce song?
I don't want to even broach the topic at this point.
You're going to find out. You're going to have to wait to find out.
And so will you, listener.
Dear listener. Okay. No, we're not doing Taylor Swift today. Today we are doing the second studio album.
Mm-hmm.
By American rock band The Format called Dog Problems.
This did come up. Did this come up in our prelude to Fun?
Yes.
And I did hear the title Dog Problems, correct?
Yes.
And I liked it.
Great. I wanted to say great album name, but mm-hmm. I started to say great problem, which that is to me, that is a good problem.
A dog is a great problem.
I love a dog.
Unless it's the problem is that the dog has ripped your leg off. That's not a good dog problem.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
Heather gave a giggle like that would be cute. That was confusing.
I love dogs.
Are you picturing Snoopy doing it?
I was picturing Cowboy. That's my friend's dog.
Yeah.
And it would be cute if he bit a leg off because he's such a cute guy.
No, it's your own.
No, he would never. He loves me. We're best friends.
Oh, this is related.
To Cowboy?
To dogs and okay. Your love of dogs. Friend of the show, Mo, presented me with a thesis statement that I had trouble refuting.
Tell me more.
Snoopy is a nuisance and obnoxious.
But he's cute.
Exactly.
Well, also,
can he be both?
Yeah. Cowboy yeah. is also a beagle. Snoopy is a beagle.
Yeah.
I really think Cowboy has some Snoopy energy.
Makes sense.
He is a little mischievous.
Yep.
Devil. But I love him so much.
Yeah.
Because he's a little cutie pie.
I was struggling to think of any character in the Peanuts universe that
seems pleasant.
Is not either true, but is not either terrorized by Snoopy or like. The problem is many of the characters just don't interact with Snoopy right. also. But like Linus gets his blanket chomped and run by Snoopy.
Chomped.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Brown owns Snoopy, yeah. but is like constantly disappointed that yes. his dog is weird.
Is he mean to Woodstock?
They argue a little bit, but I think they're mostly good.
Okay.
I don't think Sally cares.
No.
Despite sharing a house with
Snoopy.
Mean
to Lucy, yep. but she deserves it.
Okay, interesting take, but
yeah,
she is
Lucy's
crabby.
A jerk.
She's a crab apple.
Yeah.
And then like I guess he kind of annoys Schroeder dancing on top of the piano. Oh,
that just seems like he's enjoying and having a great time
yeah.
with the music that Schroeder is providing.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that might be the only positive relationship?
Maybe.
Okay.
I love him.
I love him too, but it might turn out that he's just a terror.
He's a pet. Pets are terrors.
Yeah, you're not wrong. As a pet owner.
That's yeah. why we love them.
That's true.
They're little freakazoids.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a dog problem.
That's a dog problem. my cat, famously, mm-hmm. is skittish around humans.
Yes.
Since returning from our trip.
Yes.
She has gotten in my lap 3 different times.
Oh. She's like, never leave again,
you're
you bitch.
You're not allowed to go. Yep. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
I was shocked.
That's crazy.
Yep. We wow. watched Hacks today, this afternoon.
Oh, there's new Hacks, right?
New Hacks is out.
Okay, great.
I didn't finish the episode. Okay, dog problems. Sorry.
Okay.
I did forget how to podcast, Heather.
I know. We're just
catching
we're
up.
We're just chit-chatting.
We've missed each other.
It's true. Okay, what do you remember about the format? I fear the answer is nothing.
No, I'm going to get this.
Okay.
This is the band
yeah.
that
keep trying.
Features one of the people from Fun, period.
Correct.
And the person from Fun that is in this one
yes.
is Nate.
Yes.
And I remember
Good
Nate's
job.
Name.
Good job. I recently, I think it was after watching that, or doing the Fun, Aim, and Ignite, I watched his Architectural Digest.
What?
yeah.
Well, like a house tour?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you recall, he is married to...
I don't recall.
One of the Ronson sisters. I forget which one.
Oh, that's right.
Charlotte?
He only dates fashion-related sisters.
Correct. Fashion-related sisters who are sisters to famous producers.
Yes.
Yeah. Charles looks sick. That's all.
Okay.
Okay. But this is...
Second album?
Yes. This album predates Fun, period.
And I believe I asked this question on the Patreon episode mm-hmm. in which we looked at all these other albums. That was a nice little plug.
Yeah. Good job.
Thank you. This is their second album. What happened to the other guy?
Nothing.
He just went into space?
Yeah.
He
didn't do anything. I mean, he did. I think he still does music, but.
Oh, because they were going to reunite and then
COVID
said no,
ruined
you can't.
My life.
Yeah. Ruined your life.
Ruined my personal life.
Sorry to call that out, but just wanted you to hear that framing.
No, I.
Yeah, we all agree.
We stand by it.
Yeah.
Mm hmm.
Okay, so this is the sophomore album.
Yes.
We did the first album.
Yes.
It has the Avocado Man on the front.
Yes. Do you remember what they sound like?
Vaguely. They sound like Fun a little bit, but a little more singer-songwriter-y. Yep.
This is from the first album.
This sounds like One Headlight.
What? Ah! Do you remember this?
That sounds like an actual disease.
What?
Having a too big of a heart. Like hypo.
Fair.
Great harmonies.
So good.
These guys should get back together.
I agree. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good... That's off the first one?
Yes.
That's a good right. single. I don't remember what the album art is here. And I would like to see
did
it.
Did I show you it?
I think you probably did on the Patreon episode, but I'll tell you right now. Yeah, you did show me this because we ranked the dogs.
Oh, yeah.
You like the blue one, obviously.
Obviously.
Listeners at home, it is a Photoshop filter. It's a bunch of outlines of dogs.
Which is your favorite dog? I don't remember.
I think my answer is going to change. I think I said green guy. Mm-hmm. It looks pretty good, but I think it's a guy with his tongue out.
I like him too today.
He looks fun.
He's just at least smiling.
Yeah.
Good dog.
I wish I could describe it better, but it is just a bunch of drawings of dogs.
It is.
They're all hanging out together, which is nice.
Partying.
I don't see any problems represented here. Is the problem too many dogs? That is too many dogs for one person.
That is too many dogs for one person.
Can you count them? How many dogs are there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, mm-mm. 9, 10, maybe 11, 12?
Can you imagine carrying 12 plastic bags with you?
Yeah, for poop bags?
Yeah.
When I hover over the image, the metadata that describes the image is several types of differently colored dogs sat next to each other and against a blue background.
Huh.
So that's what you're looking at.
Is that AI generated, do you think?
I think probably.
Weird.
Yeah, I think it's probably parsing the image.
In the alt text before.
Yeah, thank you, alt text. I could not remember what it was called.
That's okay. Happy to do it. What a weird response I just gave you.
It was very intense.
I would like to remember how to podcast. I think that's my refrain. I don't remember how to interact with human beings. I'm still a little jet lagged, I should tell the listener.
Fair.
And I keep waking up at 4 a.m. And
oh, no.
It's not good.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
I hate that for you.
Thank you for hating that.
It's
a real dog problem. What year?
2006.
Okay.
I think I also forgot how to podcast.
That's okay.
Yeah, 2006.
Editing, we'll save it.
It was on Atlantic Records.
Big label.
Sorry to
make you click. Was the first album
I'm
on that?
I'm sorry.
I forgive you already.
I misread
already.
That. They were for Interventions and the Lullabies. They were on Elektra and then they moved to Atlantic and then they didn't promote them. And so then they left the label for this album.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
So wait. Oh. So the first album was on Elektra and then Atlantic? Or
I guess, is there an EP maybe? Well, Elektra and Atlantic, I believe, roll up into the same parent company.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. The album peaked at number 84 on the Billboard charts.
Hey. I was listening to a podcast that I love called The History of Rock and Roll in 500 Songs. And Heather famously does not understand charts.
I don't understand how they work.
But the host of this explained specifically the Billboard charts to me. The host of it is a British man, and he said that the charts over there are literally just record sales.
Okay.
But the Billboard charts are specifically a bunch of different things swirled together.
Oh, okay.
So they have a bunch of different charts, including like top jukebox songs, top singles.
What?
Again, talking back in the 50s.
Yeah.
But what they do is they, individual radio stations and now streams.
Yes.
But they would do like, here are the top country charts based on just what country radio is playing. Here are the top pop charts based on just what pop stations are playing. And then the Billboard Hot 100 is all of those.
It. It's an amalgamation. Because, so that's like a big one.
Yes. So because some of those stations would be playing like a crossover hit.
Totally.
And so the fact that it's on the Hot 100 higher up indicates
that
presence. So basically the Hot 100 is a, all of the charts swirled into one.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, that's fun.
Well, I'm so glad that I got to explain that on the day I listened to that episode.
So it was fresh in your dang brain.
There we
okay.
go. Thank you, Andrew Hickey.
Great. Okay. I have not listened to this album front to back in a long time.
Is that going to be a dog problem?
Human problem.
Okay.
Okay. Shall we?
Well, I think we shall. I'm done with questions.
Let's see if I know this one very well.
Is it already playing?
Now it is.
Asked and answered. Got a little waltz going here.
Sounds like we're at a carnival.
A nice carnival, though. Whoa, funeral.
Uh-huh.
I already don't like this song. It may do something more, but...
Right.
What's the band that, for their second album, just did Beatles songs? Beatles-esque songs?
Panic at the Disco.
I'm worried that we're going to get something like that here.
I don't think so, because these would have been in the same era, and I fucking hated that. So I feel like I wouldn't have liked this if that was what happened.
You have mostly positive memories of this album? Or do you have any specific memories of this album at all? Any associations? That's the word I want.
Mostly positive.
Okay.
I don't know that I remember all of the songs. I am looking at the track list, and there are two songs that I absolutely remember, and one of them I love, 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 love. It's like one of my all-time favorites.
Most likely the one you played for me already?
Probably.
That was a very Flaming Lips effect in the background there.
Oh, yeah, that's a good call.
I like the... What is that instrument? This is so Wes Anderson-y. This is Mark Butterbur.
Kind of is, yeah.
Mother's Baw core.
Yeah, you are not wrong. That's fun. Which also,
no,
like,
this is not fun, actually.
Oh, boy. But also makes complete sense in 2006.
Yep, yep.
What would that have been like right after Life Aquatic?
That sounds right.
Which I feel like was like peak Wes Anderson, in my opinion.
And peak Mark Mothersbaugh's collaborations with Wes Anderson. I think that was his last one with them.
Oh. This one, I will say, like, I don't really remember this one, but it really just feels like an intro to me.
I was just going to say it feels designed to be an intro.
Agreed.
It does not. I feel like this would not stand alone.
No. It also, yeah.
Or for a commercial.
Mm. Could be. Oh, it's called Matches, by the way. I forgot.
Okay.
You know.
Cut it.
You're like, get it out of here.
Is this a new one?
New song.
This is fun. This sounds like fun.
Kinda.
But I guess all I'm hearing is his voice
Nate. With ooze, which could be anyone.
Yep. Did the other guy sing? Did the other guy song, first of all, and then did the other guy sing?
Did Sam Mean sing on the format? Is that the question?
That is the question.
Probably just backing vocals. Okay. Is that the question?
It is. I just like that you are just saying probably.
I don't know the answer.
I know. That was what was amusing to me. Both of these songs are in 3/4 time.
Oh, yeah. This one is also.
That's weird. It's weird to do both of that, unless the entire album is going to be in 3/4.
Oh, that would be a fun little twist for us. I don't think it is.
That would be very obnoxious, I think, at a certain point.
Yeah. I don't think it is.
Ooh. French horn. I feel like this is the first song still.
Well, I think that was by design.
Okay, I do like that run down. I don't think that's a term, but we're going down the scale.
Yeah. Ramsey, what kind of broth do you think I should get for my ramen today?
Wow.
Sesame garlic.
Okay.
Veggie miso.
Yeah.
Or vegetable soy-based broth.
You're coming to me as the expert now.
Yeah.
Because
you went to Japan once.
I'm going to say, if it were me, veggie miso.
I think that's what I'm going to get. Okay, that's all. That was my question.
Thank you for trusting me with that.
Thanks. Guys, I'm sorry, but I'm hungry, and I have to order this to come at the end of the episode.
It's how it goes.
And I got to add an egg. Anyways.
You got to add an egg.
Got to add an egg. Are you kidding me?
Do you eat the egg?
Of course I eat the egg. What the fuck?
When it shows up with the egg automatically,
yum.
Sometimes I just don't want the egg.
I never don't want an egg.
It's a weird texture.
Well, do you like hard-boiled eggs?
I do. But something about it being in the soup. There's something about the yolk.
Getting wet?
Yeah.
No, I love it.
When you add an egg, do they give you the full egg or do they just give you half an egg?
Whole egg.
Okay.
It's a whole hard-boiled egg.
Whenever I've
seen... I kind of need it in a ramen because I need any fucking source of protein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. It's got intense.
I don't really remember the song, to be totally honest.
I still feel
honest.
Like we're at a carnival, but...
Let's get a little crazier.
Yeah. I got an accordion,
though. A little wacky.
Though. Ooh, wacky. Oh, yeah.
This one
classic
does
Nate
sound like
Eamon
Ignite. Yep. Like, it really... You are not wrong.
Whoa. This is super carnival-y.
Yeah.
What's this called? Talk About Me?
It is called I'm Actual.
That's a dumb name.
Yeah, it's not great.
Wow. This should be in Dumbo. I don't want Calliope music on my pop album.
It's a rock album. Sorry, it took me that long to think of that retort.
Well, you put me in my place.
Yeah, got you, bitch.
Don't call me a bitch. I'm not a murderer.
Sorry. Sorry, sorry, sorry.
The last person we called that was Phil Spector, and I do not feel that I am in the same.
That's true. Yeah. I'm sorry, an egg is $2.50. That is highway
That is ridiculous.
Robbery.
That is ridiculous.
They fucking get you with ramen.
You could make your own egg here.
I might have ramen here and just make my own damn ramen. Yeah. I'm gonna make my own ramen. Okay.
This is insane. We had cup of noodle in Japan.
Was it good?
It was real good.
Yeah.
I was surprised by this.
I'm gonna make my own here and I'm just gonna put some veggies in it.
I love it.
That's what I'm gonna do.
I've got miso paste at home if you wanna
have miso paste. I have white miso.
How long does it keep?
That's honestly a great question because unclear how long mine is.
I've never
in that
purchased
fridge
it
too.
Before.
Okay. This is the next song, Time Bomb.
I like this better. This is so far my favorite of the album.
Oh, that's good. TikTok, you're not a clock. You're a time bomb baby.
That's great. Heather, can I put my feet up on this?
Yes.
Okay.
We're recording in a weird situation today.
It's okay. I'm just making sure it's okay that I'm doing this.
In my apartment, my podcast studio is also, it's sometimes a dining room, sometimes it's a guest room. Heather's, today it's a guest room.
Heather's just reading her crocheted sign that she has in the room.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that is one thing that I've really taken up since our last recording is I've learned how to chain stitch things.
Ooh.
And so I'm chain stitching pop culture things.
Oh.
I made a Taylor Swift bag the other day.
Sorry, I need you to define chain stitch because I'm just picturing a scarf.
No. We're talking embroidery here.
Ooh.
This.
Oh, wow. You did that?
Yeah, I made this.
That's really good. Heather, I say what it says?
Yeah.
That's on a bag?
Yeah, it's on a tote bag.
Wow. She embroidered Modern Idiot.
Mm-hmm. It looks sick.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
I hope this isn't seen as an insult. If you showed me that bag, I would just assume you bought it.
No, that's a compliment, not an insult.
And because it's so stupid and you're dumb.
Yeah, because it's so stupid. Yeah, so I want to... if you need anything chain stitch embroidered, not strangers. You, Ramsey.
Okay. Am I allowed... I'm just spitballing here. There's no guarantee that this is going to happen. Could be a good...
Patreon merch. Yeah. I could do it.
Okay.
All right, we got to think of a good one.
Okay.
And you listeners, dear patron listeners...
Yeah.
Watch out, future months.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Only if that's not too much work for you, but I'm impressed.
Well, it's a lot of work, but I can't embroider everything I own, so.
It'll be worth it if we get a bunch of new merch level
who
people.
Want embroidered bags, I guess?
Yeah, or something. T-shirt?
Maybe I'll let them request what they get on it. Oh my God, that's a good.
That's real good.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay.
Guys, join our Patreon.
Yeah. Dums? Dum-dums? Who aren't? Ooh.
This is fun.
No, it's not. Is this still track 3?
Oh, brother.
I'm going to do it every time.
Sorry, I was writing down something else for our Patreon that I remembered.
You're still thinking about if this is track 3 or not. Is this track 3?
This is. Sorry.
Okay.
No, I hadn't clicked over because I was typing.
I like the
chorus a lot, but this song is a little forgettable to me.
No. I'll never forget.
Considering I forgot it.
Especially with TikTok being a thing now.
Yeah.
For now.
Yes.
Is TikTok... I'm famously not on TikTok. Is TikTok freaking out about TikTok being like the law
getting
in Congress?
Banned?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I don't... Is it really going to get banned?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it would have to go through the courts. That's going to take a while.
It's going to take forever. We'll be on to a new app.
Yeah, I mean, logically, that does sound
That's how I feel. This is the best one.
This sounds like of Montreal. I think I said that on the Patreon.
Maybe. I love it so much. This is one of my favorite format songs of all time.
What's it called?
She Doesn't Get It. All the girls pose the same for picture. All the boys got the same girl's hair. Peak MySpace era. Wow. This one is just a delightful little pop song, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, this immediately hits you with like a cool riff.
Yeah.
I like this. We got some synth going.
This chorus, it's just...
Yeah, this is pretty undeniably good. Yeah, he's hitting those notes that I love.
Yes!
And we got some bells behind him.
It's so good!
How could you not like this? Unless you just don't like Nate, my friend.
And his beautiful voice.
And his beautiful hair.
He has crazy hair.
Does he?
He has very...
I'm realizing I'm assigning the cover art from the first album to his face.
I don't know. At this time, he had really big emo hair, but then when he was in Funny, he had normal hair.
Okay.
Just cut it regular.
Got it. Claps. Yeah, this is a good song.
Good claps.
Yep. Is there like a panting going on in the background too? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the dog problem?
This part. Ugh.
Hmm.
Ugh.
Is that a reference to a specific song? That,
I don't know.
That is reminding me of something, but I can't quite get it right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Please don't go to Genius. It's going to jump scare us.
I'm already in Genius.
Oh, no.
So it still probably will.
Yeah, this is a good song. Is this one of the two you were saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. So, okay. That last verse is just like one of my favorites. It was like peak... like away message core for me. One of it is
I think that's the first time away message core has been coined on the show, but it's perfect. just file it away.
You can put that on your tote bags when you request it, patrons.
Yeah, that's an option.
So I love the lyric, four books look across your sofa. I thought your coffee table was more clever than that. Incredible.
Oh yeah. When we covered this on the Patreon, yes. I said that was a Taylor Swift lyric.
Yes.
I don't love this breakdown.
I do.
It's too much. I don't need the
this
guitar.
This part is about how he regrets having a one-night stand.
Hmm.
It's just an absolute bop.
Ooh, a different synth. I actually tried to get that sound once.
Which?
The synth.
The bells?
No. The beep boop beep boop. But that high pitch one. His pipes. I know I say this every time I hear a song from him, but man oh man.
He can sing.
He sure can.
It's just so good.
Who's leaving on Sunday?
She is.
Is this the one night stand?
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically the song is about how he wants to have a one-night stand. Maybe they do, but then he regrets it because he falls in love too quickly.
Oh.
Not for any reason other than that.
Okay.
Valid.
Yeah. Kevin Barnes.
From Montreal? Very. Wow, that was shocking that I was able to pull that quickly.
Job.
Oh, we're underwater now.
New song?
Yes. This one is called Pick Me Up.
It's the opposite of what my cat would sing.
Yeah, she'd get away from me.
I'm dying.
Ah!
Gotcha.
It almost made me spit tea out my nose.
That would be good. Related to that Belle and Sebastian song, I saw the play Oh Mary a couple days ago.
It?
So dumb. So fun.
Oh, I was like, bad? I thought everyone loved it. Okay.
No, it's a very stupid play.
Okay.
But I was describing this to Mo. I went to this alone and sat between two gay couples that I did not know.
Yep.
And I think I look like the biggest psychopath in the world.
Why?
Because, okay, so it's packed with jokes.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's a joke that's so stupid, my instinct was to then like imagine, is this something that was improvised during rehearsal? Or like picturing literally Cola Scola writing this. And like, I can see how he got to this.
Yeah.
So I'm instantly breaking it down. But then there's a moment where they're naming three characters in a row and one of them just has a boring name like Kyle.
And I love that.
And so the room is absolutely silent when they say Kyle, but it's just me going, ha!
Yeah, that would be me
so,
too.
Like the one laugh from the one guy.
I like.
But I felt like, then I was just couldn't get out of my head of like, I'm ruining everyone's night. But I'm sure it was fine. It was a great play. Recommended to all.
Fair enough.
It's going to Broadway.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I like this.
It's fun.
I would like it if somebody would pick me up when I fall down.
Yeah, I could use that help.
Oh, Heather, I'm sorry for saying that to you. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait, okay. I saw the movie Challengers last week.
Yes.
This week. Whatever.
Yes.
Good movie. Recommend. Movie Heather is out and about.
Yeah.
Let's see how many movies I've already seen this year.
Can I ask a quick question while you pull that up? Good movie or great movie?
Good.
Okay.
Not great.
Okay.
How do I know? Fucking Letterboxd. How do I know how many movies I saw this year?
If you go to your profile over on the right side, it should say
30 movies.
Wow.
That's fucking crazy for me.
That's 30
movies this year.
Yeah, that's a lot for you.
I'm cruising.
We're in May?
Yeah.
What is this? 5?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's 5 movies a month.
Yeah.
That's 6 movies a month. Sorry, I'm not good at math.
Yeah. I saw Abigail.
Yep.
I saw Challengers.
Yep.
I saw Civil War. I saw all those in theater recently.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyways.
Yeah, those are unavailable to the rest of the world if you aren't in theaters. That's impressive.
Correct. God, Civil War fucking stressed my shit out.
I don't know when I'm going to see that.
You gotta watch it. You gotta watch it. Oh, I really liked it.
I'll wait till November. That feels like a good time to watch that.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. So, anyways, Challengers.
Yeah.
If you do not know, tennis movie. It's in the trailer. This is not a spoiler. Lead girly Zendaya fucks up her knee. I also famously fucked up my knee.
Yeah.
Obviously, I knew this was coming because it was in the trailer.
Lead girly.
As a lead girly of this podcast.
Yep.
And I was so stressed out the whole movie. Like, that is now like body horror to me, is like waiting for someone to break their fucking leg.
Oh, just anticipating that it's going to happen.
Oh my God, it was horrible. It was also a pretty like violent situation. I mean, it's she's just playing tennis, but like it was very
dramatic.
I was
going to ask. Yeah, I haven't seen the trailer.
Yeah. Crazy.
What's this one called?
Oh, this is a good one.
I think you may have played
this
one too.
This is title track Dog Problems.
This is Dog Problems themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Do we get an answer to what the dog problem is? Or is the problem dogs?
Let's see. Let's see.
What if it turns out he's a cat person and dogs just generally are the problem? Would that color the way
I'd be really upset.
Would that change your love of fun?
Yes.
Yeah, we did listen to this. This might be too much for me. Because I'm picturing him with
a dog waltzing?
A bowler cap, like doing like a Fosse dance.
Yeah.
You know what movie Ramsey watched this weekend?
What?
Bob Fosse directed film called Lenny. It's Dustin Hoffman playing Lenny Bruce.
What?
That's a lot of names.
It will not be as good as the Lenny Bruce portrayal in Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, so I don't know that I can do it.
It's not great. I didn't love it. But I watched it more because I was just curious what Bob Fosse was as a director.
Fair enough.
I've not seen Cabaret, nor have I seen the other one that he did. That is all that jazz.
Fair.
Too much going on for Heather.
Yes.
Dog problems, I signed the lease.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you can't have a dog?
Maybe.
He also said
he moved in with a girl and got a dog with her, but before the year was even over, they had broken up and he moved back home right where he was at the beginning of the year.
Oh.
That is a dog problem?
That is a dog problem.
Yeah.
Were you responding to him? You are listening?
Yes. Yes, that is.
Yep. That's like a lyric from a song that we named our show after. Are you listening?
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about this one, actually.
I think it's fun.
It might be too theatrical for me.
It's pretty theatrical.
It's not fun, though.
That is a very pronounced bitch.
It was. Also dog-related word.
Yeah, it's true.
Yep. Oh, that's why he moved out.
This is extremely dramatic, this part.
Did you get...
it all... Ow. There you go. See, I was drinking up because I was trying to tell you the sentence wasn't over.
What a weird way to I do not like that line. This is the title song, huh?
Yep. Titular track.
I don't know how I feel about this one.
I like it.
I don't think I like this. I like this better. You love spelling.
Yes. You are a fake. Great line.
What did we spell?
We didn't even finish spelling because...
what? Oh.
And because then the next line is, I never finish phrases I misspell.
Huh. That feels like a cop-out of just like, I don't want to do all of these letters.
Definitely. I'm still shook that I saw 30 movies this year. That's crazy.
And you're going to see more.
Mm-hmm. There's so many good ones coming out.
What are you looking forward to? Give us a...
I will. Hold on. Okay, here's what I want to see. Babes.
What is that?
It's a new...
it's a sequel to Babe?
No, it's the new Alana Glazer movie.
Huh.
Twisters. And Hitmen, really in my Glenn Powell era.
Two plurals in a row, Babes and Twisters.
Yes. Twisters, great title.
Yep.
I want to see I Saw the TV Glow.
I don't know what that is.
Ugh, you do. It's the one that has the LCD Sound System song in the trailer.
Oh, Step Brothers?
Adam sent it to us.
I may not have clicked it.
I want to see Fall Guy.
I don't know if I want to see Fall Guy.
I love Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, it's not enough for me.
I want to see Humane.
What was the Sandra Bullock movie where she's like a writer and then her movies start coming true? I've only seen her. Turns out her book is real. And
I don't know what that is.
And then Brad Pitt makes a cameo appearance in it.
I don't know.
I saw the trailer a bunch of times for it, and it felt like this Fall Guys was trying to be like... oh, that was popular. Let's do this now.
Anyway. Fall Guy, he's a stuntman.
I know, but it's like...
I'm so confused.
I don't know quite what I'm trying to articulate, okay. But it feels like it was going after the same market, I guess is what I'm trying to say, with a big budget.
People who love Ryan Gosling.
Sure. And that's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
I wouldn't say I love him, but I like him.
I think he's a delight.
And he had a great SNL appearance.
I'm most anticipating Twisters. I'm very excited for
that. I will see that with you.
Great.
If I may invite myself to that.
I think I already texted our group chat that I wanted us to all go. Okay, so yes.
Good. Okay, good. Are we going to rewatch Twister?
Yeah, that's what I said I want to do. I want to watch Twister and then go to Twisters.
Can I keep taking credit for your ideas?
Yeah. I work in corporate America. I'm used to this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I already know what it's like to be the man.
Oh, boy.
What's this one called?
Oceans. But I also want to see...
why do I like that as a title? I don't know. Maybe you just prime me for plurals.
I also want to see Humane, which is Kaylin Cronenberg.
Like...
daughter of.
Oh.
But this is... I don't know anything about it other than the cast is... J. Baruchel.
Okay.
Emily Hampshire.
Who's that?
She's from Schitt's Creek.
Okay.
Peter Gallagher.
Okay.
That's all I need to know. I'm in.
What genre of film is this?
I don't know. I truly don't even know.
Body horror?
God, fuck me. I don't know. In the wake of an environmental collapse.
Oh, yep. Okay.
So, you know, great. I'll watch anything with Peter Gallagher.
Has she done
him.
Other movies?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to. Let's see. No, not really. It looks like.
Okay. I don't think
maybe the endings. I don't know what that is.
Just okay. The endings of movies?
Guess.
I've never seen a David Cronenberg film, I don't think. I'm more just known by reputation.
I think... Oh, no, I've seen The Fly. You never saw The Fly?
I never did.
With your close personal friend, Jeff Goldblum?
He's coming back. I might go see him again.
I would go.
Okay.
If it's not $1 million.
That I don't know. It might be $1 million.
Oh, yeah, you should watch The Fly.
I would watch The Fly. Hit those notes. Did he say he wishes he was an ocean?
Yes.
That's the quickest you've responded to one of my questions. I love it.
He did say that.
I don't wish I was an ocean. That sounds like... That doesn't seem fun. It's not the bottom of my list, but it's not the top.
Because it's then he'd get to see her again. Go, there's other ways.
Yeah,
but
go be a bird. Get to fly and go over there.
I think this is a song about someone moving. She moved to California. Yeah, the song is about his girlfriend moving to California. So then, if he was the ocean, he could see her because, you know,
go move to California.
Yeah, you could also just move.
Yeah. Is this the lady who cheated on him?
Who's to say? Mm.
This is a fun song.
This was originally supposed to be a concept album.
Oh.
About the end of a relationship.
Oh. Has anyone ever done that before?
Oh, certainly not.
I can't think of one.
But this is a funny quote, but it was abandoned because he was still in a relationship, but it was still going bad, and I couldn't get out of it.
That's really funny.
It's a very funny reason.
That's a great reason to delay your breakup album.
This one's called Dead End.
Sounds like written for a commercial, yes. But I think that's just that piano sound.
Doot, doot.
Yeah.
Doot,
take the
doot.
Vocal line out, put this under a bounty ad.
Yeah. I feel like you will enjoy this. This album, like from critics, drew comparisons to the work of The Cars, Cake, Eels, Ben Folds,
oh
Jimmy
God.
World, Talking Heads.
That's a lot of different things to compare.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take... Can you read those to me one by one and I'll say yes or no?
The Cars.
Yeah, a little.
Cake.
Yeah.
Eels.
I only heard that one album once and I don't know him well enough, but this guitar actually is the thing that's pushing me over to yes.
Okay. Ben Folds?
Yeah.
Jimmy Eat World?
I don't know him as well. What would you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talking Heads? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I'm not feeling that. This one's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, this is... I do like this one. The restoration of Stop Making Sense is coming to...
I saw...
4K.
I saw that. This one is not doing a lot for me.
Yeah, is this still
Ocean? It's nice, but it's whatever.
He didn't have to write a song as long as an ocean.
Oh, this is a different song. This is Dead End.
Oh, the song. What does it mean if the song is a dead end song? Like it just stops? You don't fully spell because?
Perhaps. I'm looking for a dead end song. You wish that smoke could change its color.
What?
I don't know. I love it when you talk so much and act like nothing went wrong.
Okay.
I'm looking for a dead end song. While we sit in find flaws in everyone? I don't understand.
Sounds like a typo.
Yeah. I think it should be while we sit and find flaws in everyone. That was... Sorry, my brain broke for that one.
I'm going to compare that to Beach Boys right there.
Yeah. I can hear that.
Yeah, this is too long, though. It did kind of sound like in, though.
Sound like what?
He said in, sit in, find the flaws.
Oh.
But that just doesn't make sense.
Hold, please.
Holding.
Anna Warnaker arranged and sang vocals on I'm Actual, Time Bomb, and Dead End.
Oh.
Do you like it more now?
Embarrassingly, yes.
It's fine.
But now, just because I have something to listen for.
Yeah.
She's probably on those Oz.
Yeah.
Her husband produced?
Who's her husband?
I don't remember. Eric something?
Hold on, I can easily figure that out.
I just remember he was connected to the Fun album, I believe.
Steven...
Dorf.
McDonald. He played bass guitar. Yeah, he produced. He produced. Ha-ha. And he did other instruments. Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Fade out. We don't get a lot of those.
It's true.
I learned that that's because of, for dance tracks mostly, is when you see more of fading out.
Oh, interesting.
So you can fade in the next song over it.
This one is Snails. I remember it being very nice.
This already sounds quite sweet. This is the We're Gonna Be Friends of White Stripes.
Yeah. This one's about a dog.
Problem?
Nico. It says Nico came back home.
Aw.
Because he had run away.
Aw.
Oh, this was on the EP that came out in between.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
A dog that runs away would be a dog problem.
That's a problem.
I'm sorry for squinting at you in a weird way. I rub my eye and I'm feeling the allergies.
Yeah, dude, me too.
She bites what?
This part's about a snail. She bites at blades and leaves. Goddamn you, shrubbery.
Oh, got it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard blades, and that was what was throwing me off, because I was picturing a dog
blades
biting a blade.
No, just a dog carrying a knife in its mouth.
Yep, that is what I was picturing.
Mm-hmm.
This feels out of place, I'm going to say.
Sweet.
I like it.
Yeah.
That felt a little lazy, though.
Why, 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 why,
why? Why, 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 why? Why, why, why? This is going to be a short song.
Not really.
Hmm.
Does feel like it should be.
Yep. Wow. Let's bring in the strings.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a lot about the budget on that first Fun album
because
of the production. This ain't no slouch either. There's a lot of stuff going on here.
It is true.
There's some brass earlier. Now we got some strings. Possible harpsichord.
Oh my god, the pollen is high right now.
Yep. Regretting touching my eye.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's dust and dander. That's what I'm allergic to. Great. Explains what's happening in my face.
Mm-hmm. Did I activate it by talking about it?
Oh no, it's already been happening this whole time. That's why I'm drinking tea.
Mm.
I love this part.
Which part do you like about it?
It's just like the pacing.
Okay.
Picked up the pace a little there.
Yep. Ding dong. Ding dong. This is a Ramsey's attention span problem, but I do think all these songs could be a little shorter.
Fair enough. They're mostly in the 3 to 4 minute range. This one's 4 minutes.
It's not unreasonable. I think it's more just my brain. This is a Ramsey problem, not a dog problem.
Sure, sure.
Okay. That was one bow, 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 too many for me. Dumb. Did he just say that the snail was quick to kiss?
Hold on. I don't know if that was to the snail.
But someone is quick to kiss?
Yeah, someone is quick to kiss.
Is someone quick to kiss the snail?
No.
Okay.
No.
Huh. That's abrupt. That's unfair. You should not do that.
Oh, yeah. I remember this one.
I could tell. I don't know what else. Oh, yeah, could mean in that context. What's this called?
The Compromise.
Hmm.
Oh, wow. This one was really deep in the recesses of my brain.
But positive, it sounds like?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm enjoying it so far.
I think so.
Did not need the intro. This feels like it's going to be a dancey chorus.
Yeah. I can't remember. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bum, bum.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That guitar part sounds fun to play.
Yeah.
Chung, 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 chung,
oh,
chung,
this is
chung.
About breaking up with their label.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Steven's playing the hell out of the bass on this one.
Yeah.
Doom, 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 doom. Who put this out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you? Yeah, that was still in there.
Yep, it really was. The Vanity Label. Let's see what that is.
That's a funny name for a vanity label.
It's the band's label.
Yep, okay.
I assume, but yeah. Distributed through Sony BMG.
Oh. That feels like less of a downgrade all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. This one's fun. I like it.
Yeah.
This one's good. Yep.
Talking about Sony BMG reminded me, one weird quirk of being in Japan is occasionally we would see a lot of American brands and American stores, but occasionally we would see a brand that no longer existed in America.
Oh, that's fun.
I don't remember. I'm having trouble remembering the exact one. RCA is the one with the dog. Like,
Yeah.
But there was another old-timey record label.
Oh, fun.
I'm just going to say, like, Philips or something like that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, I know that name, but like, wow, they're still doing audio mastering and
that's
they have a giant
funny.
Building.
Yeah.
And, like,
I love that.
Another weird quirk is, like, Wendy's exists over there, but they merged with a different Japanese fast food place over there.
Oh, that's
fun. So
they're
all called Wendy's First Kitchen.
Oh, I like that.
Yep.
I did go into McDonald's in Sweden
because
I wanted to see what the menu was. I didn't get anything. The main thing that was different, but this was everywhere in Sweden, is everywhere we would go, they would have halloumi burgers.
Oh.
It's just a burger that's halloumi.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Is there a lot of vegetarians in Sweden?
I don't know.
In Japan, you can get a samurai burger.
What the fuck's that?
I don't know. I didn't actually convince my wife to go in.
Fair enough.
But I saw a sign.
Samurai burger.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
McDonald's.
I feel like it's probably a sauce or something.
Yeah, let's see. Samurai themed burger.
What if it's just what they call a Big Mac?
Okay, so it's two patties. One is, I don't know what this means. The Wild Factions roasted soy sauce double thick beef burger. And the other patty is a roasted soy sauce bacon tomato thick beef burger. And it represents feuding samurai factions.
Okay. Yeah. Fascinating.
Yeah.
I'll take this opportunity to tell our listeners to watch Shogun.
Sure.
I liked it a lot. Heather did not.
I didn't. No, it's not for me. It's not that it was bad. It's just not for me.
Yeah. Am I going to read the 900-page book that inspired it? Maybe. I'll report back.
Rough.
I like these horns.
Yeah, they're good.
What's this one called?
This one is Inches and Falling, in parentheses, I Love Love.
Huh. Yeah. I'm bobbing my head to this one.
It's fun. No, it's not.
Huh. You know what's weird? Is my brain made you say it's good instead of it's fun. I didn't even hear it that time.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. It's only through context that I figured out what happened there.
Oh, boy. This is the final track. It's If Work Permits.
Is that kind of a pun? If Work Permits?
Oh, wait,
permits?
Sorry. There's still a minute left of the song. That was a trick.
That was a trick.
They got me. They got me good.
Yep.
Roasted my ass.
like vegetables.
Yep.
I just realized I did a callback to the episode of Threedom I listened to today. Sorry.
Oh boy.
Brain is broken.
Same.
I was telling Heather how poor my sleep has been since returning. That might have been on this episode. I can't remember now. That was what that long pause was.
I really don't remember either. No. We're in rough shape.
Yeah. It's the pollen to some degree.
It is. My head's full of pollen.
Yeah.
I'm going to take medicine after this.
Good. And some ramen.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I don't know if you heard my question. Is If Work Permits a pun because of like a work permit?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got to be, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't feel like If Work Permits is a phrase otherwise.
I would agree with that.
I like it. I like wordplay.
Me too.
I'm on record.
And now this is actually the final track.
There's some sort of bug in your apartment.
I would be so upset if there was a cricket in my apartment.
It would drive you insane.
I'd lose my fucking mind. I also don't like crickets. I find them a little creepy.
Hmm.
It's because they jump weird.
They do jump weird. Bam, jump.
And they're hard to catch because they jump crazy.
They love to jump.
They jump crazy.
Have you ever seen the movie The Conversation?
No, what's that?
Okay. It's an old Gene Hackman movie. But
I did watch that old movie that you recommended.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's one of the 30 movies I've seen this year. Loved it.
I'm so happy that you did like it.
Loved it.
Because it was a big swing for me, I think. The movie is called What's Up, Doc?
Yes.
And it stars Barbara Streisand.
Babe. She is a babe in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's a crazy movie. Everyone's insufferable.
Yes. Yeah, but like in a zany way. It's very zany. Like if you were... Well, the title kind of indicates she's basically a Bugs Bunny character,
yeah.
Just annoying everybody and
yeah.
popping up.
Yeah.
But in a fun way.
Yes.
Like, you wouldn't want to live in a world with Bugs Bunny annoying you, but it's fun to watch.
Correct.
And now imagine if Bugs Bunny starred in a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. The reason I brought up The Conversation,
yes.
I'm going to spoil the ending. Spoilers for this movie. He is a what's the word I want? Private eye? Surveillance guy? He like goes
a
around.
PI, and, sure.
Thank you. But he is convinced that someone is spying on him. And
uh-huh.
So it ends with him destroying. It's him playing the saxophone in his apartment where all of the walls have been destroyed and everything is pulled up to find the bug that he knows is in there.
Yeah.
That's you if there was a cricket.
Yes.
That's why I brought that
up. I agree. It is me.
I don't love this one.
Neither. I mean, it feels like a closing track, but it's just like...
Yeah.
Dude, it's also 5.5 minutes.
Oh, boy. This is the Jimmy World comparison.
Yeah.
Ending an album with a song is too long.
Oh, boy. I understood.
I know, but I wanted to call it out.
Well, this is silly. It's just they have Dog Problems merch that are being advertised to me on Spotify. The shirt's kind of sick.
Is it the cover?
Yeah, here, look. It looks actually like it looks like 90s Apple
that
computers
is 100%,
merch.
I feel like that is the font.
It looks cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
I was also expecting it to be a wraparound album art.
No, it's
sick.
And
I like
sick.
This better.
I like it.
That's good.
Would wear.
It being on Spotify, I'm assuming it's $35?
Yeah.
Was it right?
Yeah.
I genuinely did not see the price.
Yeah. I don't know. $35 for a long sleeve seems fine.
Yeah. Because I'm good at Photoshop, if I may toot my own horn,
you are.
I do have the problem of when I see a shirt, I was like, oh, I could just bootleg that.
Oh, yeah.
I could just make that for
but
20
like for
bucks.
$35?
Yeah.
That's
not bad.
Yeah.
It's going to be better quality.
Yeah.
And you're supporting an artist.
It's true. Though I saw Nate Russo's Architectural Digest tour. He's doing all right.
You're supporting two artists, one of which needs the support.
Correct.
That's mean. I don't know.
Well, more than...
Yeah, more than Nate.
Yes.
Nate certainly doesn't.
Yes.
He's also, like, writing songs still actively for other people. Is that... Did I remember us finding out?
Yeah, I do believe, yes.
I like this one. This is...
It got somewhere.
It's weird to say that this is the hardest rocking one, but
no,
it is.
It is, though. It is.
It's like they just turned the overdrive up a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's effective. Well, now you can hear it in his voice a little bit. It sounds like he's playing a whale. It's gone now.
I was listening. I was like, I don't hear anything.
I don't think it'll ever be back. I think it's just not in the track anymore to make me seem insane.
I'm going to say something really like, the guitar here is cool.
Guitar here is cool. It's very classic, cool guitar.
Just cool guitar.
Yeah.
This is the most punk guitar on the whole album, that's for sure.
That does feel like a stretch, but yes.
I said the most.
I'm not disputing what you're saying. It's no... Sorry, got distracted by whatever's happening here.
I don't know.
Is it radio static?
I guess.
Reminds me of Fastball's The Way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Still happening.
No. If you heard a car horn, that was in real life. Oh.
Okay, now it's over.
Okay.
That was Dog Problems.
I liked it less than Aim and Ignite.
Okay.
I liked it.
Same. But Aim and Ignite is chef's kiss. So good.
Yes. I almost bought it on vinyl since listening to that album.
It's so good.
I don't think I would play it enough to...
Fair enough.
...own it. That was fine, is my review.
Yeah, I agree, actually. Oh my god, there's a really cool variant of Aim and Ignite, but it's $119. Mm. Yeah, I certainly don't like it as much as the first format album, and I also don't like it as much as Aim and Ignite.
I do like the consistency across their album art.
Yes, love that. Love that. There are good songs. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, that's... I agree.
It is what it is.
It makes sense that they broke up after this.
Sure. I mean, I do hear the path from the first album to the Fun album.
Yep. Yeah, would you say this is like right in between those two things?
I do feel like it is.
I don't remember the first one well enough to speak to that.
It's a little more like purely indie rock, a little more lo-fi, I would say, than this.
Okay.
But not a crazy departure by any stretch.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, yeah, ultimately, okay. That's my review.
I agree. That is also my review.
Excellent. Heather, where can you be found on the internet?
At Heather Shea on all the things. How about you, Ramsey?
At Ramsey ESS.
You can find both of us over on our aforementioned Patreon.
That is correct. We do exclusive bonus episodes, and you can get merch if you pay enough.
You sure can.
If you're listening.com for everything else, including playlists and merch.
That's it.
We love you.
Bye.